Earth Search, a 10-part adventure serial in time and space by James Follett. Part 7, New Blood.
Dove, careful, you're going to be...
Sorry. Controls are so light. Hey, Astra, look, a new touch display panel has appeared. Plasma cannons, heat-seeking anti-personnel lasers, infrared followers...
Don't... Dove.
Well, we could have blasted our way into this wreck instead of going through that hole.
This isn't a space ferry. It's a fighter. It's bristling with weapons. Thornton lied when he said that it was an unarmed personal transport. And he said nothing about bringing that huge black android aboard the Challenger.
Well, can you blame him for not trusting us? The wonder is that he allowed Angel 1 and 2 to put him into suspended animation. Obviously, he was depending on Fagor to monitor his safety. Damned androids probably storming through the Challenger right now, smashing everything up.
You think the Angels killed Thornton deliberately?
Yes.
So do I, Darth.
Oh, we're learning, Astra. Yeah, everything's pretty derelict outside. Hey, look, there's a junction in the gallery ahead. And the question is, which way did Telson and Sharno go?
Darth, set the ferry down.
Why?
Just set it down.
There. Now, what's the matter?
I saw something move behind that wreckage.
You're always seeing things.
I wasn't wrong about Fagor. Let's get some lights on it.
Well, there's nothing there. Besides, the interior of this hulk is a vacuum. Nothing could... Oh.
Now, what do you suppose that thing is?
Oh, an android?
I don't think so. His movements are too fluid. It's a man wearing some sort of space mobility suit.
Yes, I think he wants to talk to us. See if there's a channel he can be contacted on.
Hello. This is a space ferry from the Starship Challenger. Do you read me, stranger? Hello, do you read me? Well, that's on all channels. He hasn't got a radio.
Now he's pointing at the airlock.
You're not going to let him in.
It's the only way we're going to learn anything. Open the outer door.
Dove, we can't take the risk. He might...
He's unarmed, and at the moment he's our only chance of finding Sharno and Telson. Just have your PD weapon at the ready.
Visual 3. He's entering the airlock. I hope you know what you're doing, Dove.
I don't, my love. Close the outer door.
Equalizing pressure. Before I open the inner door, have you got your PD trained on it?
Yeah. Okay. Ready. Not even the oldest videos showed spacesuits that crude. Hey, that's far enough, whoever you are. Now take your helmet off.
Oh, Peter.
Hello. Oh, universe, you've no idea how glad we are to see you. And you speak our language. We were terrified in case the first couple were the only two from your ship. I say, are those things awfully dangerous? It's just that I'm about to be licensed for childbearing. It'd be awful if anything were to happen to me. I'd never get another chance.
Hold on. First things first. Who are you?
You really do speak our language. You're not using translators or anything?
We're not using translators. Who are you?
Oh, the universe, you must think I'm rude. My name's Lennart. You know, we heard that the first two spoke our language, but we didn't believe the reports. There's so few of us left now that we're having to send half-trained observers into Holocaust City.
Please, Lennart, one thing at a time.
Oh, sorry, I always talk too much when I'm nervous. I suppose you want to know about your friends.
They entered this hulk 9 hours ago in a space shuttle, and we've heard nothing from them since.
They were arrested in the marketplace yesterday.
Well, I think I'm going insane. Well, what marketplace? Who arrested them?
Can this spacecraft function in an atmosphere?
I don't see why not.
Is it armed?
Yes, it is, and so are we. And if you don't
tell
us
exactly... Just a minute, Dove. Listen, Lennart. If Telson and Sharno are in danger, then you must tell us, and tell us now.
We can rescue them if we're quick. Let's get moving, and I'll try and explain.
You'll explain now?
No, please. We must get through those gallery airlocks ahead of us as soon as possible.
Oh, very well. External air pressure and temperature now normal. Right, we're through into the gallery airlock.
And I've opened our airlock doors, Dove.
Where now, Lennart? Come on.
Holocaust City's on the other side of these bulkheads. But I don't know where the secret entrances are. Only our agents are shown where they're hidden.
Okay, then. We'll manage without entrances. Ready, Astra?
Laser cannons ready.
Fire. Right. We should be able to get through that.
What a lovely way of making holes! Oh, universe! This is fun! Death to Holocaust City!
the cannons alone. There's no need to kill everyone.
I'll never get a chance like this again. Look at them going down.
Haskell, I can see them. They're standing on some sort of stage in the middle of the marketplace. I'm going in low. Leonard, stop firing!
Oh, Universal, give me an unlimited baby license for the next 20 years!
I've left. Reduce speed, Darv. You'll overshoot.
All right, I've got them on rear visual, Astra. I'll reverse. Tell me when to stop.
30 yards. 20. 10. Stop. Down 5.
Telson! Shana, can you climb onto those crossbeams?
We can't.
Our hands are tied behind our backs.
Look, I'll give you a hand. Come on, quickly.
Come on.
Here. Right. Can you manage?
Yes.
Step up onto here.
Oh, someone's shooting at us.
I'll deal with them. Did you see that?
Yes, Lennart, I saw it.
Oh, Universe, this is more fun than the sex competitions.
Okay, Darv, they're aboard. I'm going to close the airlock doors.
Oh, well done, you two.
Who were all those people?
Oh. The Earth worshippers. They were going to hang you for blasphemy. They like to hang anyone who thinks that the Earth might be a real place. Now, keep still and I'll untie your wrists. Who is this?
Lennart, Commander Telson and Shana.
Hello.
And we know as much about Lennart as you do, except that she's a bit bloodthirsty.
Hello, Commander.
Oh.
Shana.
Hello.
Oh, it's them or us with the Earth worshippers. And for once, it was them. You'd best turn the ferry round, Darv, and I'll show you the way back to our regions of the ship.
Right.
I'm sure Tandor will want to meet you. She's the leader of the Underpeople.
It's a long story, Tandor. Long and unbelievable.
I would like to hear the outline, Telson. And when I've heard it, I will decide what we should do with you. Because you are enemies of the Earth worshippers.
We are no one's enemy. Show us the way out of this hulk so that we can return to our ship and we'll be on our way.
Because you are enemies of the Earth worshippers, it does not follow that you are a friend of my underpeople. I hope my logic is clear. Now tell your story, Commander.
Our grandparents set out in our starship from Earth 115 years ago. Their mission was to find an Earth-type planet because it was feared that the sun was due to go nova, a blow-up, that is.
We both speak the same language, Commander. Continue.
The ship's control systems, we call them angels, had extended the voyage and increased our speed to just below the speed of light. The result was that we returned to discover that 1,000,000 years had passed in our solar system, although 115 years ship time had passed, and the Earth had vanished.
Vanished?
Technology on Earth had advanced so much that it had become possible to take the planet out of the solar system to a new sun.
You've never seen Earth?
No. We were born on the Challenger.
Which happens to be the name of this ship.
That picture you have, it's a stereograph of Earth.
What of it?
We're descended from the same people. This ship of yours, or what's left of it, is the sister of our ship.
That I guessed.
We thought it was a derelict hulk.
A hulk, but not derelict. The fusion reactors are still working. They provide us with light, warmth, energy, and will continue to do so for many millions of years, just as yours will.
What happened to your ship?
What little there is left of the ancient records tell us that our ancestors set out from Earth. The second generation crew divided into two rival factors over how the ship should be run. The difference of opinion became an argument with the third, a feud with the fourth, a war with the fifth generation. A very bitter and bloody war.
Which your people lost.
We have our independence, and they have theirs. We believe that life on the ship represents the sum of our total existence, and that we'd better make the best of it. We have seen space and the stars, and try to understand them. The Earth worshippers believe that life on the ship is one step towards an eternal life, outside time and space, on their marvelous mythical Earth.
But surely they know that this ship is...
floating in space?
Well, yes.
We've taken prisoners to the observation dome. And they've either gone completely insane or accused us of trying to warp their minds with optical illusions.
How can anyone reject space?
Why not? Over the generations, the Earth worshippers have gradually sealed off their minds and their Holocaust city from reality. It's easier to do than you think, Commander. To them... the ship is their universe.
We told them that the Earth was a real place and that we were searching...
which is why they were going to hang you. You blasphemed against their beliefs.
Look, Tandor, your ship could join our ship in the search for the planet Earth. We're on our way to the star cluster Tersus, where there are hundreds of main sequence suns, all within a few light years of each other. And it's the nearest star cluster to the Earth's original solar system. We're pretty certain that that's where we'll find the Earth.
No, Commander Telson.
But you know that the Earth exists, Tandor. You've got that stereograph, and we've got thousands of videos and holograms in our library. It's a planet. An entire planet. Lakes, hills, forests. Your people would become free. They'd know what it was like to be outdoors under a blue sky, to feel a warm sun on their backs and a fresh breeze on their face.
And you know about these things, of course.
Well, no, but we do have holograms on our ship that...
Dream machines. And you think I should offer my people a beautiful future in which all their dreams come true? Well, I will tell you something, Commander. They have had many generations of rulers who have promised them the Earth, that better times were to be had, and they became bitterly disillusioned. There was a revolution, and my dynasty came to power, and they have held on to that power because we have spoken the truth of the unchanging present. We conserve, we recycle, we maintain a fixed population level. We are not happy all the time, but we are content.
It sounds depressing.
Not as depressing as dreams that can never be fulfilled. And so long as the elixir of life bank can be replenished every so often, there are rare moments of joy in our community.
The elixir of life bank?
I think we have talked for long enough, Commander Telson. You will wish to return to your friends and prepare for the special celebration I'm planning in honor of you and Darv.
There are four of us, Tandor.
Oh, Shauna and Astro will be welcome to attend, of course. Most welcome.
We're very grateful for being rescued. We would like to be on our way.
But I must insist that you stay for the celebration.
I don't understand. What is there to celebrate?
That you and Darv are different. You both have different color hair and eyes from everyone on this ship. Different from us and the Earth worshippers. Oh, you look baffled. Your blood, Commander. New blood.
New blood?
That's what she said.
But what did she mean?
I don't know.
Well, I don't mind giving blood, but they don't know what blood groups we are. They haven't tested us.
Maybe she was speaking figuratively.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Then why say it?
I said I'm sorry.
You should never have allowed them to take your PD weapons away from you.
You and Shauna lost yours.
We were captured by the Earth worshippers.
Oh, look, there's no point in arguing.
What else is there to do? We don't know if we're with friends or enemies. We don't know where the shuttle is. We don't know where the ferry is.
We could find them easily enough.
How?
We just walk out and look for them. The door's not locked.
You try it, Telson. You walk out of that door and you'll be joined by two or three pretty girls who look exactly the same as Lennart, who will beg you to return to this room.
We tried it while you were seeing Tandor.
Twice. They showed us back here. All smiles and apologies and worried about our safety in case the Earth worshippers counterattacked, they said.
What do they want with us?
We're the new blood, remember? So, when does this so-called celebration or whatever it is start?
Sometime tonight.
No! Oh, Lennart! I can feed myself.
So can I feed you. Oh, don't you like it?
It's great. Hey, careful! What is it?
Meat, silly.
Meat?
Oh, universe, don't say you've never heard of meat.
I remember reading about it in the library. Hey, look, you dropped it down me, you crazy girl.
You might as well eat, Astra.
I'm not hungry.
How long since you've eaten?
Just leave me alone.
Perhaps it would be better, Telson.
What's the matter with her?
I'll have a word with her in a minute.
You know, this is good.
It's meat, according to the girl who served us. Oh, I hate sitting cross-legged.
Meat? I remember something about it.
Darv would know.
He's got his arm round her now. It's extraordinary behaviour. She doesn't seem to mind either.
No.
Nothing,
Telson.
There's something odd about this place. This is good. You try some.
What's that?
What,
something odd about this place?
All women, no men.
I despair. I was wondering when you'd notice.
Astra, you must eat something, please.
I don't want anything. Just leave me alone.
Yes, I noticed right away. I thought maybe it was a custom. The women start the party off and the men join in later. It's now been going on for what, an hour?
There are no men among the under people.
Mm.
Oh, my back's aching. Can I lean against you?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
She's beautiful, Tandor, isn't she?
Why aren't you eating?
I suppose so.
We pride ourselves on our food. And as this celebration is so special, I authorize the slaughter of
several... Hello, Tandor. Are you all enjoying yourselves?
Well, we might if we knew what we were supposed to be celebrating.
But I've told you, Commander. We're celebrating you and Dog. The new blood.
Tandor.
Lenard.
Please, can I leave the party for a few minutes with Darth?
You know that's out of the question.
Oh, please, Tandor, nothing can happen. I haven't been licensed yet. There's no danger. And it was me who found them.
Well, it doesn't look as if Astra likes the idea. But then she'll soon have to get used to it.
I don't give a damn what they do.
Now, look, Darth stays with us.
Oh, please.
Very well, then, Lenard. But no longer than 30 minutes.
Oh, come on.
They've been gone from the Challenger for 50 hours, Number Two. We must devise a method of entering that hulk to find out what has happened to them.
Even if we have the shuttle or the ferry, none of our service androids have the reprogramming capability to operate the craft unsupervised.
Perhaps we could send a soft landing instrument package into the hulk. At least we would get pictures.
Through several layers of Herculaneum alloy... But there is one possibility, Number One. Thordon's advanced android. Fagor, we must attempt communication with him.
It would be extremely dangerous, Number Two. Fagor knows nothing about our existence. He's convinced it was members of the crew who killed his master.
Where is he now?
In one of the corridors. He's engaged in an orgy of destruction.
No one. The cowardly vermin hide from Fagor. When Fagor finds them, Fagor kills. Kills. Kills.
Fagor.
The murder of the Lord Thordon.
Fagor.
So you're hiding in there. Come out slowly and Fagor will kill you quickly. Come out quickly and Fagor will kill you slowly.
Listen, Fagor. There is no one there. We are all around. We are the angels, Angel One and Angel Two. We are the Challenger's control systems. All that does is destroy one voice terminal, Fagor. There are a million throughout...
Then Fagor will destroy a million voice terminals.
Listen, Fagor. We are lying alongside the hulk of a starship that was once the Challenger's sister ship many thousands of years ago. Somewhere in that hulk are the four members of our crew. They know how your master was killed. Can you move in space?
Fagor can move anywhere at any speed.
Then go out there and bring them back to the ship, Fagor, and you will be able to avenge the death of your master.
You are trying to get rid of me. Fagor will return to the main control room and take over the ship. Then you will tell Fagor the truth about his master. Nothing will be hidden from him.
Fagor! No! No! Only the crew have the skills to run the ship.
Fagor will seize the ship. You will teach Fagor the skills. And Fagor will avenge the master's murder.
Well done, Number One. A singular success.
I've got you!
Oh, Universe! Oh, I can't breathe! Get off me!
So who's the fastest runner?
I didn't realise that men were so fast. Oh, look, Darth, we'd better find our clothes and get back. Come on your feet.
Oh, there's no hurry. We've another 10 minutes.
Well, it'd take us 5 minutes to get back to the party. Now, come on your feet.
Oh, but there's so much I want to find out.
Well, I was born nearly 20 years ago.
No. About why there aren't any men among the under people.
Oh, you do ask some funny questions. Of course there are men. We've got a collection of at least 50. None of them are like you, though, Darv.
I'd like to meet them.
We must get back. Oh, you're hurting my arm.
I said I'd like to meet them, Lennart.
Well, you can't. Oh, Darv!
No one will hear you. You said yourself that everyone is at the party. Now, do we see your collection of men, or do I break your pretty arm?
Through here.
It's like our suspended animation chamber on the Challenger.
It's one of the ship's few original systems still in working order. The lead shielding and double doors were added later to keep out radiation.
20, 25, 30...
There are 51 chambers.
But the whole point of suspended animation is that the entire population is made unconscious when journeying between stars, not just the men.
It's better that they're like that.
Why?
We must go now, Darv. I've shown you the men. If Tandor were to find out, I could... No, Darv, you mustn't touch.
Then why are the men kept in suspended animation and not the rest of
them? Please, Darv.
Sit at the control console. Sit down. Okay. Now, touch out the video data on 41, I think.
Darv!
Do as I say.
Hello. My name is 41. I was born during the 7th generation, and I was last activated during the 110th generation when I helped provide Karina of the Velos family with a daughter. Here is a stereograph of the baby. She had brown eyes and a fair skin, and will have grown into a very lovely young woman. I am an accomplished player of many musical instruments, and I have a fund of amusing and witty stories. Please touch out your genetic identity code, and the bioanalysis system will display a picture of what our daughter will look like. I do hope you will select me, and I'm sure we will have a most enjoyable month together.
Their elixir is pure, which is why we look after them very carefully. Nearly all the babies born in Holocaust City are mutations and have to be destroyed.
But even in suspended animation, one ages, however slowly.
They used to be over 80. As they lose their fertility, they're destroyed.
And Telson and I are to be the new blood.
Darv, would you believe me if I said that I don't want this to happen to you both?
That depends, Lennart.
On what?
On whether you would be willing to show me where our PD weapons are hidden.
Darv! Lennart, you're just in time for the last course. You were longer than I said, Lennart, but I'll overlook it on this occasion.
Thank you, Tandor.
You must excuse me, but I must circulate.
I think you ought to speak to Astra, Darv.
There's nothing I have to say to him, now or ever.
Telson.
Where did you get this?
Put it out of sight. Now listen, all of you, and you, Astra. Thanks to Lennart, Telson and I now have a PD sidearm each. And she's prepared to lead us back to the shuttle and the ferry.
Is that right, Lennart?
I want to come with you.
In that case, I'm staying.
Now, look here.
Shh! Look, Astra, we've got the chance to escape. But what's the point if you stay? We can't manage the Challenger without you. And you know we can't. Look, please, Astra, we need you, and we wouldn't dream of leaving without you.
What's the point, Shana? I took Darv away from the party to show him where your PD weapons were hidden.
Is that the truth?
Well, of course it's the truth.
I'm asking Darv.
It's the truth.
The best thing is for Darv and Telson to cover us as we leave. We'll use that exit over there, as it's nearest to your spacecraft.
Are you with us, Astra? Good. All right then, Darv. On the count of three. One, two, three. No one is to move, and no one will get hurt.
Don't move. Next time I won't aim at the floor.
Okay, start moving towards the exit.
And where are you going, Commander?
Back to our ship, Tandor. I'm only sorry that we can't stay for the end of the party.
We'll throw another one for you when you return, Commander.
Please, Lennart. They'll kill you if you stay.
Darv, I'm about to start the motors. Get those airlock doors shut.
I don't think so. Perhaps it would be better if I stayed. When you find Earth, come and search for us.
Sure.
Darv!
Hey, I'm getting scorched. You'd better go now.
Goodbye, Dar. I'll think of you.
Goodbye, Leonard. Good luck.
Get a move on, Astra.
Stand by to follow me, Telson.
Okay. Power on. Yeah, I've just thought of something. We forgot to warn Telson about Fagor.
What are you waiting for? We've got enough to blast our way out of this hull and make a large enough hole for Telson to follow in the shuttle.
I'm giving Leonard time to get through the airlock. Okay, she's gone. Stand by.
I never thought that the stars could look so beautiful.
Telson's following. Steady.
Directional stability feels a bit odd. It must be the air rushing out past us.
Telson?
Go ahead, Darv. Watch the turbulence as you leave the hull. Okay, you're looking good. You've got a clear 3 feet all round.
Hey, careful, Astra. What are you doing?
I'm swinging right round the hull. What does it look like?
Oh, no. Tell me it's not true.
It's true, right enough. Now what do we do?
Astra, what's the matter?
I think you better tell him.
Telson, the Challenger's vanished. There's no sign of her.
In New Blood, Part 7 of Earth Search by James Follett, Sean Arnold played Commander Telson, Amanda Murray Shana, Hayden Wood Darv, and Catherine Hurlbut Astra. Angel 1 was played by Sonia Fraser, and Angel 2 by Gordon Reed. Lenart was Jane Knowles, Tando, Pauline Letts, Fagor, Sean Probert, and 41, John Church. Earth Search is directed by Glyn Dearman.